Kevin Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me today.
So for those who might not already know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. I'm actually from Bayvert. I grew up there pretty much all my life. I moved here to Sackville in 2008 when I joined Mineris with a new position there. And in the last 4.5 years, I've actually been at Cannabis NB. I also was on the fire department in Port Elgin for about 4.5 years. I've been on was on the Sackville Fire Department for almost 12 years, and now I'm currently on the Pointe Butte Fire Department for the last 2 years. So I do have some experience with that as well.
Okay, all right. What factored into your decision to want to run for this new Town of Tantramar Council?
Well, that's a really good question. I've always had interest in politics. Even when I was in high school, I made sure to take the political science courses. I thought they were very interesting. I've also had family that's been involved in politics over the years. So I always, again, just kept a keen interest in that. With this amalgamation, you know, we've got a chance actually as a local service district to have a voice in our area. I'm not saying we didn't have a voice before, but it just made things a little bit more difficult. So having a voice for Ward 2, I think is really important. And if anybody that knows me, they know that I do like to speak up. if there's something that bothers me, if there's an issue, I have no problems in speaking about that issue. So with that being said, when the opportunity for nominations came out, I actually spoke to my wife about it first because I thought I better have her blessing before I jump into this. And she absolutely said, yes, you should do this and you should go for it. So I just want to be the voice of Ward 2. I have a loud voice and I'm not scared to use it.
All right. Do you have some issues that you're hoping to highlight if you're elected, you know, when things that you're going to bring to Tantramar Town Council?
Yeah. I mean, before I actually came out with a platform per se, I wanted to speak to some residents in our area. So I did go out, talk to some people, just to kind of get what their concerns are, because maybe I have my own concerns, but this isn't about me. This is about Ward 2, and this is about Tantramar. So some of those things include, you know, keeping sure that our health and safety is a priority regarding police safety, fire department as well. Keeping jobs and attracting jobs to the area. So it's not just always about Ward 2, but also Tantramar in itself. So we want to make sure, I guess myself, I always want to make sure that, you know, we're doing the right things to attract the right businesses here. I want to make sure we have a more friendly town hall. Okay. I've spoke before in the past in regards to the fire department about, you know, always not knowing what was going on. So I think that, you know, we should be more transparent as a council to let people know what's going on. And one of the real important things is making sure that we stick with our names, Westcock, Rockport, British Settlement, and Sackville. I think it's important that we keep that. I mean, there's a lot of history in those names, and I don't want to get that to get lost in this whole amalgamation.
Right. Keep those community identities. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Let's talk a bit about Ward 2. So it stretches from parts of the former town of Sackville, and includes British Settlement, Westcock, what I call the sort of like the that most of that peninsula that goes up to Rockport. Now, I've heard, and you know, you're not the only candidate has said that this is like a good opportunity to have this official voice compared to what existed previously. But you know, do you see some challenges for Ward 2 going into this amalgamation? Like the position in the town what do you think are going to be the big challenges and the concerns that people in Ward 2 have about this amalgamation?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Just speaking with some of the residents, some of the challenges or issues that they've brought up are, you know, our taxes going to go up? You know, are we still going to have the fire safety first responding services that we have? And there's some other new issues, you know, people have brought up, you know, should we have streetlights in our area? The rock quarry has always been an issue. So I do know that what I've been told is that the current rock quarries can't really do much about them. They're actually grandfathered, so that they're there. We're just going to have to deal with it. I want to make sure that no more rock quarries come into our area. So that'll be something that I will certainly fight for if elected. Mm-hmm. So those are a few of the things.
Right. So. Yeah. So those are the issues coming. I want to ask you a bit more about property taxes, because that is a big one. You know, there's a large number of residents who have been paying property taxes to the province at essentially lower rates than the towns or the village. Like Dorchester and Sackville have higher rates. That's, mm-hmm. I think, fairly common knowledge. So you won't be setting the tax rate for this coming year. That's going to be set by Minister Danielle Allain. But for 2024 and then beyond that, you will be approving the budget, setting the tax rate. That's going to be sort of the big part of your job, if elected, I should say, right? Mm-hmm. Can you share some of your thinking about how you see that decision unfolding in terms of fairness and, you know, like it reflecting reality? So because we do hear, I mean, a lot of the message that I hear a lot is like, oh, well, you know, currently the LSDs are not paying actually enough in tax rates. But then I also hear, well, if the tax rates are going to go up, then there needs to be more services. So how do you see that playing out? Like, what's your philosophy going into that really tricky situation?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's really not much we can do about 2023. And we don't really know what even the budgets are going to be going forward. So the taxes, I think we would be naive to think that there won't be a tax increase. My job, if elected, would be to ensure that that tax increase, if we do get one, is something that we can sustain. You know, times are tough right now. I know my own property assessment went up by over $20,000 in Westcox. So, and I've heard other people with the same issues. So I think making sure that if there is tax increases, that they're not to the point where people are going to be struggling any more than they already are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if there was like relief or different things that could, you know, come into play, but I'm not sure what the, yeah. I also wanted to ask about planning. You know, now that this, you know, the Sackville LSD will now be part of, an incorporated municipality, it seems like there's opportunities or potential there for planning rules, land use rules, that sort of thing. And, you know, Ward 2 has, as you mentioned, a number of rock quarries, has a lot of forested land, there's a lot of resources, mm-hmm. and, you know, how those get used can affect other properties, right?
Correct.
What kind of role do you think the municipality should have in terms of, you know, land use planning or regulating what happens on those lands?
That's a really good question as well. I'll be the first to say I've never been a politician in my life. Mm-hmm. This is my first kick at the can. So I know there's a lot of things that I personally don't know that I will be certainly looking for answers, looking for feedback from the people of Ward 2. So, you know, like I said earlier, as far as the rock quarries, we don't want to see any more of that. That's for sure.
Right.
As far as planning, I think some of the important things that we want to see, especially out in our area, is having access 24/7 to get in and out of our area. We've had flooding in the past where we were stuck, other than driving around through the Dorchester Way, which is about a 40-minute drive, leaving my house just to get into town. So, you know, making sure that our infrastructure is kept up so that we don't have any issues in regards to that. I think we just have to be careful as far as what development goes on within our ward so that the constituents of Ward 2 agree with anything that does come into our area as far as planning goes. If there's other businesses that want to develop there, that it's done properly and with input from our constituents.
Okay. I've been asking this question to candidates. When it comes to this new municipality, this new amalgamated municipality that we have, it's much larger than the town of Sackville was previously. What do you see as the best and the worst of that? like what aspect of this new project has the most potential for good? And what do you think was going to be the most challenging, kind of hard to manage?
Yeah. And again, good question. I think as far as a best case scenario, I think it's important that the new council basically all gets on the same page. We have to work together. That is, you know, we can't go forward without working together. And I think sitting down and making sure that we all basically have the same goals as far as Tantramar area, I think that is the best case scenario, because if we're all on the same page, then we can work together to ensure that we move forward with this amalgamation with as little, I guess, difficulties as possible. So that would be my best thing. Everybody just working together for a common goal to ensure that Tantramar moves forward.
Now, okay. What about the worst? What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge here?
I think for the biggest challenge is the unknowns. There's so many things we don't know. And I think even the government at this point isn't sure quite how this is going to unfold. So those unknown challenges, I think, are going to be the difficult things, the unknowns. We just don't know. I recently spoke to one of our current counselors, and this person said the same thing. Like, there's so many unknowns because even the government at this point doesn't really have a solid plan in place to how this is all going to work.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you want to, you know, your neighbors in Ward 2 to know?
You know, as I said earlier, I do have a voice and I'm not afraid to use it. I want to make sure that whatever decisions that we go with going forward, that it's a community decision. This isn't about me. This is about Ward 2 and the constituents of Ward 2 and making sure that we're moving in the right direction. Trying to, navigate through the amalgamation with least amount of issues or problems that we can. There's going to be issues coming up. I mean, honestly, you can't make everybody happy. I know that. But as a general consensus for Ward 2, I want to make sure as the voice, if I'm elected, that I'm there to listen and to do what I can as a counselor to make sure that we're making progress.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kevin. Appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.